Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We maintain our focus on company results. This time around, one of the leading banks within South Africa, Nedbank. It managed to publish headline earnings per share of about 6% in terms of its outline and, of course, earnings and operational activity. Also seeing the fact that it has remained resilient when it comes to the interim dividend, which beat expectations by 10 rand 28 cents a share. But what's been in the headlines and certainly caught everyone's attention has been the fact that Nedbank is looking to divest from EcoBank, exposure that it had provided to parts of the African continent after more than 17 years of a strategic alliance. To tell us more about this particular shift in their strategy and a quick overview of their numbers is a good friend of the show, the Nedbank's Chief Operations Officer, Ubab Mfundo Nkuhlu. Ubab Mfundo, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. This time back on company results versus our pivot point conversation. Thank you, sir. A very busy day for you and the team, especially in terms of communicating the realignment in your strategy. And this is not perhaps unusual. We've seen some of the shifts that you've made to the retail and business banking as well as wealth division. Now, re-looking your Africa portfolio, help us understand what has supported the decision to exit your investment in EcoBank.
Yes, indeed. We're announcing this result that our investment in ETI EcoBank, which we had classified as a financial investment, is now a non-current asset that we're holding for sale. That is until, of course, all the details are fished out and regulatory approvals obtained. But essentially, we've reviewed that investment against the backdrop, first of all, of not realizing the strategic business case that motivated our entry into the West African market, on account of a couple of things. First of all, just the inability to externalize dividends given foreign currency constraints in that environment would have been a significant shortcoming. Second, of course, we've seen the West African market environment, particularly in Nigeria, battling for performance and the currency depreciating against hard currencies, especially the dollar. And so in that context, it's important for us to be prudent with allocation of capital. And we really would want to be investing in environments where we run the right interest in EcoBank. So the capital that is freed up, we will seek to use it to bolt on new M&A acquisitions to help our retail businesses in South Africa in particular, as well as to take advantage of opportunities to expand both into the SADC region and East Africa. Mm. Against that backdrop, of course, given the strong capital position that we have as a group, it will also be in our game plan to make sure that we return some of that capital to shareholders by way of dividend. As you observed, in this round, we're paying it at the top end of the payout ratio, as well as to participate in share buyback programs.
I guess the exit certainly not coming as a surprise, not only on the back of the explanation you've shared, but also just reflecting on previous conversations around the challenges of doing business across the continent in specific markets, largely on the West. I am quite intrigued just to understand more of the investment that will take place in the SADC region as well as East Africa. And maybe you can, you know, elaborate further. In previous conversations, we've touched on technology as a robust propeller for growth, but help us understand how Nedbank is looking to capitalize on more growth opportunities within these two
Yes, indeed. It's not turning our back on Africa. It's being discerning about where that capital is deployed. A very important observation we're making there, Google. In the context of our existing operations, we'll certainly be driving their digitization against the backdrop of having invested in the refresh of our technology in the South African operations. So there will be a similar journey that is underway in the SADC environment. We would also seek to have a foothold in East Africa in our own right, a very attractive and competitive market if you think of Kenya as an underpin of the East African environment. But even the East African markets, they are highly digitized environments. And so in order to play effectively there, you need to have a digital offering to make sure that you are able to enter and serve the market at lower cost levels and provide a dynamism through innovation, innovative client propositions. And so this is what we would be seeking to do on the continent. What ETI gave us was a wider geographic coverage. This time around, we probably will be looking to be more discerning, go into specific markets, but go deep and have strong traction in the market itself.
100%. Your return on equity still in double digits, sitting at 17% over the medium term. But I'm also intrigued by your credit impairments and credit loss ratio. And that perhaps just shows us a shift in the tide that's happening. But when you take a look at your forecasts in terms of credit demand and behaviors from us as consumers and businesses, in light of the recent interest rate cuts, what does the forecast look like? And are we finding that there's a greater sense of resilience and buoyancy from the South African banking customer?
Yes, but the consumer has taken advantage of environment in which we saw steady decline of interest rates, as you reflecting the most recent cut being the July 25 basis point cut, as well as inflation levels that are managed at relatively lower levels. So the consumer has taken advantage of those conditions to manage the financial affairs and make sure those are stabilized. But credit demand is still lagging. And as a consequence of that, we see the forward book growth is slow across the consumer market as well as also in the corporate wholesale sector. And so that has created an environment of muted asset growth. You can see average asset grow on our balance sheet at 2% levels. That is consistent with an economy that is growing slowly. You saw the first quarter numbers, 0.1% quarter on quarter. And so, I suppose everybody is reeling from an environment of uncertainty. But we're seeing that if you think of a relatively lower interest rate level under conditions in which inflation is controlled, then we should expect that increasingly the consumer will come back. But that has to be underpinned in the context of South Africa by also progress in making the structural reforms that are necessary to drive higher levels of growth.
Definitely. Lots of shifts that are required in order to see growth there. Babunkuhle, we'll leave it there for today. A busy day for you and your Exco team and for the remainder of the week. But we appreciate the insights you've shared with us tonight. Thank you again.
As always, a pleasure, Kuhle. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Mfundo Nkuhle, the COO of Nedbank, joining us to unpack the company's results.
Kaya Biz with Kuhle Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.